Nuts are among the most nutritious foods found in nature. A study published in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association reports eating nuts and peanut butter can help reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes in women. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
Nuts are a rich source of protein, minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants. Previous studies have shown that unsaturated or so-called good fats found in foods such as nuts can help regulate blood sugar and insulin levels in the body. But no one had tested whether long-term consumption of nuts could help lower the risk of diabetes. So Dr. Frank Hu, an associate professor of nutrition and epidemiology, and a team of researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health studied the diets and incidence of type 2 diabetes among more than 83,000 women. The women, all nurses, were between the ages of 34 and 59 when they were enrolled in a national health study in 1976. They completed questionnaires on their eating habits, which asked, "How often do you eat an ounce or about a handful of nuts or a tablespoon of peanut butter?" Who says they divided the women into groups ranging from never to five or more times a week.
The results are very interesting. We found women who reported eating nuts at least five times a week had 30% lower risk of diabetes. Women who eat peanut butter five or six times per week had about 20% lower risk of diabetes.
That's compared to the women in the study who said they never or almost never ate nuts or peanut butter. All of the women provided family medical histories and other information such as weight, smoking, and exercise habits. Over the 16 years the women were followed, there were 3,200 new cases of type 2 diabetes. Who says they found that women who ate nuts five times a week or more tended to smoke less, exercise more, and ate less red meat. So he says they adjusted their results for these variables.
And the association is basically the same across all the groups. So the results are very robust in terms of a protective effect of nuts consumption against type 2 diabetes.
Other researchers were impressed with the findings, but urged caution. Dr. Benjamin Caballero heads the Center for Human Nutrition at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health.
I wouldn't want people just to rush and start eating nuts like monkeys. You know. Although, clearly, this does have a protective effect. One should not forget that it strongly interacts with the two classical recommendation of maintaining a healthy body weight and exercising regularly.
Since nuts and peanut butter are high in calories and fat, Caballero says people should use them to replace other foods such as red meats. Simply supplementing existing diets with nuts, he says, could lead to weight gain, and obesity is strongly related to type 2 diabetes. Hu and the Harvard researchers found no appreciable weight gain among the women who ate nuts five or more times a week, but the women also tended to exercise regularly. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.